The Cat in the Flat, Episode 4.
What about this? Is this yours or hers?
Careful with that, it's an antique. Don't you see the mark on the bottom? It's a really valuable piece.
Yours, then?
Actually, no, it's hers. But if I've had to endure the lecture 1,000 times, then so do you.
You're sure she won't be back here anytime soon?
I'm sure. She barely deviates from her schedule. And at this time on a weekday evening, she'll be down at the local night school.
She takes a class.
She teaches one.
Advanced bitchonomics?
Ha ha. No, she's pretty good at teaching other people how to be heartless, faceless, bone-crushing senior managers.
I can see why you like her. Isn't that your entire job description?
I'm not sure that a senior claims adjuster and a senior vice president are quite the same thing.
Sure they are. They're both faceless, heartless, mind-numbingly dull.
Hey, you're meant to be making me feel better, not insulting the thing I've spent 10 hours a day for the past 5 years doing.
Sorry. I just don't really get it. I mean, sure, money good and money buy stuff. Stuff good. But what about, like, having a life and having an imagination and going to weird and wonderful new places? When was the last time you left the city, let alone took a holiday?
A holiday? You don't get to be an SCA by taking holidays, egg yolk. You get there by being the first in every morning and the last to leave at night. You get there by working weekends. You get there by
becoming a zombie.
By working hard, Yoko. Something I know you don't understand.
I may not have a job right now, and I may not have ever earned big money, but I work hard at things.
Like what? You haven't done an honest day's work. I'm sorry, Yoko. I'm being a monkey's ass, aren't I? It's just everything.
Hey, it's okay. I know. Look, we aren't here to talk about which of us is the better sibling. We're here because you wanted some company and because I wanted to fill that spot. So, what are you going to do?
With the flat? Well, it's hers. I just want to get out of here.
A plan I fully support. I'd offer you a room, but Jessie.
Egg yolk, as much as I love you, I'm not sure us living together again will be a particularly good thing for either of our stress levels.
Totally. Have you thought about where you might go?
Well, there are some really great-looking places over by Shiro's.
Now you have my attention. Being able to hit up my favourite cafe any time of the day or night. That's more like it.
I thought you might approve, egg yolk. I thought you might approve.
Hey, what's the new blend on the board there?
It's Kenyan and Guatemalan, mid to strong, blended together to really capture the magic of the region.
So it tastes like poverty and children's tears?
Well, I'll have to check the card they sent with it, hang on.
I was joking, sweetie, but it's cute that you get so flustered.
You think I'm cute?
Listen, flirty McFlirt face. There's a fine line between acting cute and actually being cute. You're adorable, but definitely not my type. My type's more rugged. Rugby player. Slightly unwashed and a tad more like
that guy?
My ears are burning.
Oh, there you are. I was going to order without you.
And they say romance is dead.
Romance is alive and well, thank you. If I don't get my caffeine top up soon, I'm probably going to kill some poor unsuspecting barista.
Hey, what does the name badge say? Trainee Barista Lucy, is this girl bothering you?
Come on, I think we've intimidated the poor girl enough. Let's order. I'll have a macchiato, please, with whatever the new blend is. David?
I'll get a chai latte, please.
And a top-up of testosterone.
Oh, the irony of you making a gender role joke is just...
Hey, gotta level the playing field. Teach you cis men a lesson.
That's, 6:40, please.
Here you go.
I'll bring your drinks over.
You're a terror, you know that. That poor girl won't be able to serve coffee again.
Nothing wrong with a little harmless fun.
Ah, my very own femme fatale.
And proud of it.
Sir, anyway, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh. No, wait, let me guess. You're pregnant.
No.
Dying!
Jesse, bad taste. And no.
Keeping bees?
Nope.
Running away to join the circus?
Oh, nope.
Deathly afraid of the number 12?
Nope.
Well, then I'm out of guesses.
I was thinking.
Yeah?
Maybe it's time we took the next step in our relationship.
Your drinks! Macchiato and a chai latte.
Thank you.
The next step? Like we go out in public wearing chains and nipple tassels?
Not a bad idea, that.
I think you and I need to have a discussion about the meaning of the word no.
Well then, it's a good job that's not what I mean now, isn't it?
Things with us are perfect right now. You've accepted me. We've slept together. We're happy and I feel comfortable and safe. What next step do we need to take?
Okay. I was thinking, maybe it's time you met my parents.
What are these? Tapes? Who still uses cassette tapes? Saul! What are these tapes? Saul! Must have popped out to get more boxes. All of these tapes are labelled Saul and have a date on them. They go back ages. What is this? One a day? One a week?
Saul, you here?
Wonder what's on these things then.
Good morning, Saul. Now that you're awake, it's time for your morning routine. And let's have no moaning about it this time. You can moan when you're successful. Not the waste of space you are right now. Okay, here's what the next 5 minutes holds for you. You're going to get out of bed, brush your teeth, and have a brisk shower. No more than 3 minutes in the shower. You don't need more than that to get clean. No touching yourself. Then, get your teeth cleaned. 2 minutes, and come back to this tape for the next set of instructions. Pause this now and go to it.
Whoa. Is this what Saul has been going through?
Remember, wear white underwear on work days, black on the weekends. It's the little things that count. Remember your shoes. Shoe polish and polish each for 1 minute exactly. Then, and only then, may you have your breakfast as a reward. Go to the train station, get to work, and get in there and present this plan to your boss. Don't be a coward this time. I'll make something out of you yet. You might think you're happy with the level you're at, but you're not, and I'm not. When I met you, Saul, you were worthless, a useless, sad human being with no drive or ambition. You can do better than this. If you do well, you'll get a reward. But screw up again today, and you know the deal. No dinner.
Dinner.
No sex.
No sex.
No help tomorrow.
No help tomorrow.
Oh, shit, Saul. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean...
It's okay. He'd have probably realised at some point anyway.
Realised? Realised what?
How much of a useless bloody failure I am.
What?
That's why I've stuck with Sarah for so long. She's been trying so hard to help me. She
has been abusing you.
What?
Saul, this isn't help. This isn't even feedback. This is control. It's foul. It's nothing short of emotional abuse.
You don't know what you're talking about, Ekyok. Well, suddenly you're a therapist now? You have no idea about stuff like this. You have no right to call this abuse. You don't know me, Yoko. You got no right.
I'm sorry, It just isn't right, Saul. I don't care what you say, this is definitely...
Don't say it!
Abuse!
Get up. Get out! I can pack on my own. I don't know why I bother with you. Get lost, go on!
Saul,
No! Get the hell away from me!
Hey, Yoko.
Bees.
Bees?
The bees are disappearing at an alarming rate. Also, hi.
Ah, the old bee distraction.
Huh?
And I thought I'd had a rough one. You used the bee facts before to try and distract me from something, but usually it's because you've broken a mug or accidentally sent all my underwear to China or something. Today you just sound defeated. What happened?
Oh, nothing. I'm still me. China, underwear, whatever.
You're a lot of things, Yoko, but angsty isn't one of them. Not usually, anyway. So what's going on? This is me, remember? You can tell me anything.
Saul.
Have you two had another fight? He's always so mean to you. I should go and give him a piece of my mind. I should just
Jessie,
march back.
No. I'm worried about him.
You're worried?
Yeah.
About another human being?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, so what's bothering you? What happened with Saul?
Well, we were over at his place packing some stuff up. I told him I'd help him move. Get away from her. He said he'd been having troubles. But I found these tapes that she had made him. They were like instruction manuals.
Instruction manuals for what?
For him. For life. She told him how to spend every second of every day. All on these tapes that he had to play the second he woke up.
It sounds horrible.
It's abuse, Jessie. It's just horrible. But Saul can't see it.
Saul knows you found the tapes.
He got back to the flat while I was listening to one of them.
Ah, and he didn't react well then, I take it.
He's just such a bloody triceratops. I told him it was abuse and he flat out denied it. The idiot can't even see it. He thinks he deserves it, Jessie. He may be a grumpy pain in the areola, but he doesn't deserve abuse like that. Nobody does.
Yoko.
I feel better for getting it off my chest. Thanks for dragging it out of me.
Thanks for telling me.
The bees are still disappearing.
At an alarming rate, yes, I know. So, what are you going to do?
I suppose I could become a beekeeper.
Yoko.
I don't know. I can't think about it right now. Distract me. What's been shitty about your day, then?
Well, David dropped a bit of a bombshell on me earlier.
He broke up with you.
What? No. Why would you... No, nothing like that. He wanted me to meet his parents. Tea?
Yeah, okay, thanks. So wait. He wants you to meet his parents? And that's a bad thing?
I've never met anyone's parents before. And especially not as... Well, as me... I'm just scared and nervous. And so I said no.
You said no?
Yeah, I said no. I mean, what am I going to say to them? Hello, hi. I know you're a bit conservative and all that, but I'm one of those gosh darn transgenders you've heard so many horrible things about. How do you do? I mean, that's how they're going to see me, isn't it? Oh, they're just going to hate me from the start. And I'll hate David as a result, and then I'll have to break up with him, and it'll all be back to square one, and then... Yoko?
Yeah?
When did we get a cat?
You've been listening to A Cat in the Flat, with Chloe Knight as Yoko, Edward Elgood as Saul, Natalie Spencer as Jesse, James Alexander as David, Susie Houlihan as Sarah, and Michael Wobborn as the cat. Additional voices by Jeremy Collins-Webb, Bhavna Barser, Jordan P. Dell, Libby Grant, Freddie Parkinson, and Ashton Charge. The Cat in the Flat was written by Kestrel Guyon and directed by Aidan Owen. Find full credits and follow the story online at www.thecatflat.com.